I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Keep the Amazon off limits to agriculture or chop it down for farming and cattle. That's pretty much been the stark choice for decades. And little by little, the Amazon and other tropical forests around the world have been losing that battle. But saving those forests is crucial to protecting the world's climate. And that's why some activists are pushing a new approach to preservation. Here's reporter Sam Eaton with the last part of our series this week on the Amazon's climate tipping point.
For decades, most of the million small farmers who migrated to the Amazon basin from other parts of Brazil knew how to do one thing: clear the forest and raise cattle. But when Carlos Andretti moved here to Mato Grosso with his family 10 years ago, he had different plans. Andretti says his 60-acre plot bordering pristine Amazon rainforest had been cleared by the previous settler for a cattle ranch. But it had become so degraded that the topsoil had all washed into the river, turning the pasture to sand. Andretti arrived with an approach known as agroforestry. He went to work restoring the soil. He planted 5,000 peach palms to produce hearts of palm, along with coffee, teak trees, and dozens of varieties of fruits and vegetables. Today, much of his land is forest again, and the transformation has broken the usual destructive cycle of cut, plant, graze, and abandon in the Amazon. Andretti is proud of what he's accomplished, but he says his decision to embrace this more sustainable model was purely economic. He says his peach palms alone are netting him more than three times what he'd make with cows. And he says it's an income that will only grow as his plot matures. I'm supporting my family, Andretti says, and helping capture carbon. Restoring that environmental service is crucial. For decades, the Amazon has sucked up a huge portion of the carbon dioxide pollution that we're pumping into the atmosphere around the world. Without the Amazon, climate change would be even worse than it already is. But there's growing evidence that as development eats away at the forest, it's losing its ability to capture CO2. So Andretti's story is part of a broader, new approach to preserving the Amazon.
The third way is an attempt to see an economic alternative for the Amazon based on the biological assets of the forest.
Carlos Nobre is Brazil's leading climatologist. He says the conservation movement is failing to save the Amazon. And he says efforts to persuade industries like agriculture, logging, and mining to find greener ways of doing business are also failing. And booming global beef and soy markets are too big an incentive for landowners to resist the drive to clear new land.
It's very difficult for police and law enforcement agents to fight that.
Nobre fears more than half of the Amazon could be lost by 2050. And that would do more than just cut into the region's ability to capture global carbon pollution. He says it would turn the region into a massive source of carbon, essentially locking the planet onto a path of runaway global warming. That's why he's pushing this third way, to try to save the forest by making standing trees more valuable than cleared land. It's an idea that's starting to catch on. At a 400-square-mile indigenous territory in Mato Grosso, the chief of the Munduruku tribe rings a brass bell to announce a community meeting with Paulo Nunes. He's an agronomist who runs a project called Sentinels of the Forest. It works with the Munduruku and others to build a stronger market for the Brazil nuts that grow wild in the forest. If we want to save the Amazon, Nunes says, we need to invest in the value chain and the work of the people who've been helping to keep this forest standing for millennia. Raimundo Maniwari is one of those people. He remembers tagging along with his dad to collect Brazil nuts when he was a child. Back then, he says, we gathered the best ones just to eat. They also picked some to sell, he says, but the middlemen often cheated them. Now, by selling to Nunes' project, they're getting up to 10 times the price they used to get. Maniwari says that's brought big changes to the village. Today, he says, everyone who works with the Brazil nut has managed to improve their house. They also bought motorbikes, stoves, things like that. So it's a definite advantage, he says. an advantage Paulo Nunes is trying to leverage, scaling up an industry that could save this forest from the encroaching agricultural frontier. The Brazil nuts Nunes buys from the indigenous groups end up here at a state-of-the-art Brazil nut factory called Copavam. It's owned by a cooperative of small farmers near Juruena, Mato Grosso. Lines of women crack piles of nuts by hand before machines process them into energy bars and oil for cosmetics.
Quando você retira uma castanha, quilo de castanha da floresta.
Nunes says when you take a kilo of Brazil nuts from the forest and process it into products like oil, it has 20 times the value. Value that stays here in the local economy. And that doesn't just change people's pocketbooks, it changes their minds.
A gente não pensa mais em derrubar.
Luzerini Lustosa is the cooperative's president. She says everyone involved in the project wants to plant more trees, not cut them down. They're seeing that this business is working. Of course, there are big challenges. One is just the simple problem of raising capital. Backers of this third way, like Carlos Nobre, say banks aren't interested in financing the sustainable use of the forest.
Because there is almost a philosophical bias against a standing forest economy.
But Nobre says there are already big successes. Look at acai, he says, the tiny purple Amazonian berry that's quickly become an almost $2 billion a year industry. But even easier credit won't be enough to help the third way economy go toe-to-toe against the huge global forces driving rising demand for meat, grain, and timber. That's one reason nine major U.S. foundations this fall pledged to invest nearly $500 million in sustainable land use and indigenous rights programs in the world's shrinking tropical forests. For the Munduruku, it couldn't come soon enough.
Porque a gente tem, durante esse período de...
Raimundo Maniwari says their territory is surrounded by farms and cattle ranches. And he says all that cleared land has changed their climate.
E hoje não, hoje é um ar quente.
Today, he says, the seasons are changing. The wind is hotter and drier. These changes are a little window into what's happening around the world. Maniwari says he worries about them and about the next generation of the Munduruku. But the third way represents an opportunity for local residents and the planet. Restoring and protecting tropical forests could deliver a big part of the emissions reductions needed to keep global warming to a relatively safe limit. In the Munduruku village, children adorned in beads and brightly colored feathers sing a traditional song blessing the Brazil nut harvest. For now, the third way is working here. And Maniwari says the Munduruku feel empowered to continue to protect their patch of the Amazon. For The World, Sam Eaton, Mato Grosso, Brazil.
Our stories from the Amazon this week were made possible through a partnership with The Nation magazine and the PBS NewsHour, with support from the Pulitzer Center and the Society of Environmental Journalists. You can hear all of them, along with Sam's photos and video, at theworld.org/Amazon.